Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Herman Moore, one of the most underrated wide receivers in NFL history, four-time Pro Bowler, 12-year NFL vet. He's joining us now on Joe Lo and Dibs. Good morning. Good morning, Herman. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Really can't get much worse than that, so I might as well just throw any sort of question at you, right?
Well, you know, it's funny because I have kids sometimes. They always go, good morning, Mr. Moore.
I love it. We'll start locally with the Oakland Raiders, 10-2, heading into Kansas City on a Thursday night. This has got to be one of the biggest games remaining on the NFL season. For you, watching the silver and black this season, what do you see as the upside? Is this a potential Super Bowl team we're looking at?
It is. Early on in the year, as I was doing some of the circuits and I was talking about teams, and we were talking about that whole division, and it's a tough one. And when you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, you talk about the Oakland Raiders, they were two that came to mind, but just that whole corridor there of the defenses that are in that division. But with when you can balance it out and you can have an offensive attack like you see with the silver and black, that's what makes them one of those teams that you definitely have to give a lot of thought to. And being, I think they have the second best record in the NFL, they are definitely in high consideration as being a Super Bowl bound team.
Herman, old division over there, you know a lot about. You played in Detroit, the Motor City, when you guys had Barry and all the guys there. You think about what's going on there, and you see the Minnesota, and you see Green Bay. Those three teams are right there. What's been key for that success, and how good can this team be?
Detroit is actually better than most people thought they would be. I believe that coming into the year, that in the absence of Calvin Johnson, if they could get over that one hurdle offensively, Matthew Stafford would take a different turn, which he has, and he's been able to put together not only a string of victories and come back from behind type victories, but he has played what I think has been his best season so far as a quarterback, because he's been very consistent. His ability to make the right decisions has been there. He's got some competent guys. So when you look at the Detroit Lions' chances or their opportunity right now, they're in a solid position. They still have Dallas. They still have the Giants to face. But if they can get over at least two of those four games, they put a lot of pressure on the rest of the North Division.
Including the Green Bay Packers, who are in chase mode. It's been a little bit of an up-and-down year for the Pack, but would you still say that Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in that division, or has Stafford come up alongside of Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers is still the best overall quarterback, but if you look at who has played better this year, I have to look and say you have to have some conversation, some thought with the way Stafford has managed a team like the Lions. He has played with a team where the defense struggled early on, and then they were able to try and start to put some things together now. So he's had to balance and kind of be that stabilizing factor. Whereas Aaron Rodgers, I think he does have a few more players that are seasoned, that have played with him longer. So you would have expected them to play a little bit better. So I give, Stafford maybe a little bit of a nod at this point because he has his team playing better.
Herman Moore, 12-year NFL veteran, four-time Pro Bowler, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. As you get an opportunity to watch a team like the 49ers with Chip Kelly's system in play offensively, what type of wide receiver would be the perfect fit for this system?
Well, speed is always good. You always need playmakers. And these are guys that can once they catch the ball, you got to be able to have the ability to have run after the catch. That's always an important component, not just for Chip Kelly, but also for when you look at any coordinator who wants a playmaker on the outside or in the inside. I would look for a guy that probably that 6'2", 6'3", frame, but has speed and has size and the ability to just be dominant.
Now, Herman, you're here on behalf of Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, the title sponsor of the Quick Lane Bowl at Ford Field on December 26th, ESPN featuring Boston College and Maryland. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep, this is our third year having the bowl game, and it's been tremendous. We've had some really good success. We're happy to have two teams coming back, one from the ACC, one from the Big Ten, Boston College and the University of Maryland. Quick Lane is just, it's been a great, great relationship, and I think the teams that have come in have enjoyed the environment and the atmosphere that's been prepared. That's the way Quick Lane is. I mean, for those who don't know about Quick Lane, they're Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. They're one of the largest service brands in the U.S., and they have over 800 locations nationwide doing routine vehicle maintenance on all makes and models. This year, we're also doing, we have a campaign called Ready to Serve, which is part of this year's Quick Lane Bowl, and where we're awarding $10,000 scholarships to five veterans that will be used towards automotive maintenance and repair certifications, and as part of the Trading One Uniform for Another program.
Dynamite stuff. Herman Moore, ladies and gentlemen, four-time Pro Bowler, 12-year NFL vet. He caught 123 passes in 1995. Try to wrap your head around that for a moment. Herman, thank you for being so gracious with your time. We appreciate it, and we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Thanks a lot, and again, tell everyone to go check out the game December 26th, starting at 2:30.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.